Welcome to Bits About Books, the home for conversations with authors of breakthrough books on sales, marketing, and business. Founders, entrepreneurs, and individual professionals, we all need to keep track of ideas that are helping create our today and tomorrow. Bits About Books will strive to find those books and speak to their authors, go behind the scenes and understand what inspired the authors to write the books that they did and how they went about doing so. Through our conversations, we hope to gain insights that will help us to get the most out of our efforts. I'm your host, Shubhanjan Sarkar, founder of PitchLink, the next generation buyer-seller engagement platform, where our mission is to make buying easy. Today, we have with us Murugan Kathirvelu from Bengaluru, India, author of the book, Don't Sell, Help Customers Buy, a practical guide to sales transformation.
When I came, after 15 years of selling into corporates for big brands, when I came to a startup and I started meeting customers, and then I realized that every customer, my contacts were willing to meet me, but they were not ready to give business to me. They were ready to talk anything other than business. Because the brand is not known, what value you bring, we don't know how to. So I took many things for granted. My brand gave that advantage to me. When I used to sell a big brand, customer has got a perceptional value of the brand, and he directly jumps into this kind of sales, his buying process, which did not happen. It took some time. Probably I would say that, 4 to 5 months for me to realize why these meetings are happening, because of the contact I had with a long time, but why these leads are not coming up. So this is something that I had to calibrate myself to the new, situation. And here I am, unknown brand. People don't know how it will perform.
A seasoned sales professional and business consultant, his expertise is on go-to-market strategy, sales capability building, execution, and customer relationship. From his vast experience of working with different businesses, startups, customer segments, geographies, and technologies, especially in the B2B space, he brings unique insights on business development and sales in this book. Now, on to this great episode of Bits About Books with Murugan Kathirvelu.
Murugan, welcome to our show on sales books. I'm really excited to start this with you, because the book you have written, Don't Sell, Help Customers Buy, as a topic, it's extremely close to my heart. Most of the work I do is to literally preach what you have written about. So it's an exciting opportunity to have this chat with you. How did you come up with this idea, Murugan?
First of all, thank you, Shubhanjan, for having me on this initiative. How did I come about this book? I have been in sales for 25 years now. So I worked with corporate for about 15 years. About 10 years back, I moved into the startup world. I moved in 2010. I moved into a startup called Vertex. It's a B2B startup where I was involved in building the sales from the scratch. I mean, sales, brand, getting the initial customers, everything. So from 2010 to about nine and a half years, I've been working only with startups. So I moved into, two more startups. Then I started consulting last 2 years with the startups for the sales growth. So in the whole process, what I understood, what I realized that startup requires a different kind of mindset. I have been selling for 15 years in the corporate for different brands and different segments. When you move to startup, it requires different orientation. It requires different set of attitudes and approaches to be able to successful. So first 2-3 years, I also learned by trial and error. Then I realized that this requires a different kind of approach and attitude in the salespeople. So in the whole process, I also ended up recruiting a lot of lateral salespeople into these, last 7-8 years of my startup work. And I was looking for a kind of a guide or a material, books, which can help them to, get that orientation part. Otherwise, I was doing it myself. You know, I was doing a training module. I was trying to make a call with them. So it took a little longer time to really get them oriented. So I couldn't find a book which actually gets fit into this the startup kind of requirement. I mean, even though the basic things are principles of sales is same, but to be successful in startup, it requires a different kind of orientation or adaptation. Or what I call it calibration. So I couldn't find a kind of ready-made book. Then I started putting, various thoughts together from this experience. Then one day, people suggested, I think you should write a book so that it becomes handy. Then I thought, why not? Let me attempt. So that's how the whole thing started.
Okay, that's interesting. So how did you go about doing the research? So when you said that you have these ideas, you started jotting them down. Did you start by, for example, making a PowerPoint for training your sales guys with some new ideas and or making some handouts when you are training your startup sales teams? Did you start out like that, or did you start sort of finding nuggets from internet or other sources?
The way we start the material got built is through the training material, with training, basically training PPTs and then interactive sessions, which I had with the different set of the salespeople. I mean, you would say that I can count about maybe 18 or 19 kind of salespeople with average, say, 5 to 10 years experience. Lateral moved into the startup world. And also my interaction with about 15 founder CEOs of startup who would want to know the sales. So I started building some PPTs based on this. Then which probably I would say that this is co-developed kind of thing, because I did not use the standard sales pitch PPTs. I only used a kind of pointers, and we tried to figure out what works. Then it came to a kind of long PowerPoint associated with the speaker notes and all those stuff.
Co-developed is an interesting word, because that actually validates the premise of what you are writing. It's not just one bright idea. I mean, you see possibly the biggest section in any bookstore is books about sales, and everybody has a theory and everybody has an idea, which is a magic pill. You take that pill and automatically your stuff starts selling, right? So it is interesting to know that a lot of the material that you have in the book is from inputs that you got from people who are actually selling in the field and not sort of dreaming up a new way of doing it. So that's heartening. Anything you would want to add to that? Anything, any specific incident, inputs?
Yeah, so see, that is one part is that, the training and orientation. The other part is my own experience of working with the same people in the field and developing this sales. See, because in the startup that you are the sales head, you are the salesman, you are the sales manager as well. So when you do this, what you are trying to, teach the team, you actually go and practice, and then you also learn, and then you correct. For example, I mean, one of the things is that when I came after 15 years of selling into corporates for big brands, when I came to a startup and I started meeting customers, and then I realized that every customer, my contacts were willing to meet me, but they were not ready to give business to me. They were ready to talk anything other than business, because the brand is not known, what value you bring, we don't know how to. So I took many things for granted. My brand gave that advantage to me. When I used to sell a big brand, customer has got a perceptional value of the brand, and he directly jumps into this kind of sales, his buying process, which did not happen. It took some time. Probably I would say that 4 to 5 months to for me to realize why these meetings are happening, because of the contact I had with a long time, but why these leads are not coming up. So this is something that I had to calibrate myself to the new, situation. And here I am, unknown brand. People don't know how it will perform. Okay. There is no reference for that. There is no, big backup. How it will be serviced. All those things are to be clarified. We'll have to project. We'll have to, understand that.
So that sort of provided you the motivation to think that what worked for a large branded B2B organization is not going to work for startups.
Yes. So in the startup, the role of the salesperson, especially the startup sales team, you know, the people who come as a first few salespeople in the startup environment, they have a responsibility to, you know, build the brand, you know, explain the USP, prove the concept. Then also, you know, then get into, then only they are able to get, generate a lead. Then also, it doesn't stop with that order. You probably give more demos to get, you know, prove the point, then you get the order. Then the next thing that you successfully execute and ensure that your customer is happy with that. So if you don't do this cycle, but as a normal, the sales people, you know, star salesperson, your job close with, you know, closing the sale, right? You put the sales to the execution team and then you move into the next customer. And then, you know, that's how people have been used to, even that's how I am also used to. But here I am that I have to see through that the customer is happy, get the good reference, take the reference, go to the next customer and say this customer is using this. You know, if required, make them talk. So the salesperson of a startup is not just doing a sales, and he's actually building a brand, he's building a service reputation. You know, probably after, you know, building few customers, then he will slowly able to, other team will be able to take up other activities. But initially, the startup salesperson or a CEO going to sell has to do many things.
So tell me, how did that shift in your thought process based on your observation of how your known people were not offering any business? How did that lead to the structure of this book?
After probably spending three or four years with this one startup, I moved into another startup, okay, where we were trying to build again a new brand. Then this is the time kind of introspection happened. Then I realized that I need to calibrate myself to this new environment. So that means that I have to probably calibrate my own understanding of his business with respect to what I am offering now. For example, if I have been selling only the banking software to a particular bank, and here I am coming with a new hardware product, but the decision makers are same. It is the same, you know, IT department is handling the same both the purchases, but the purchase process is completely different. The hardware is evaluated completely in a different way. The software is evaluated in a different way. You probably offer them a trial for 15 days or 1 month, and you get everybody, then you run it, and then you get onto it. But hardware is not like that. So you need to calibrate yourself to the new environment with respect to the product and solutions you are trying to sell now. During the same time, what also happened, I realized that if you look at last about 10 years, the purchasing process also has changed. 15 years back, you know, when I used to go for a sales manager, as a sales manager or a sales account executive or sales leader, I was the only person where customer was getting the information from. I used to be seen as one of main carrier for all the information related to the product and service the company gives. Today, it is not the thing. You know, today, the customer is probably more aware of what is there in the offer. So he is basically expecting that the salesperson has to be one step above, and he should understand the business, the product is going to impact the business, not the fee. So the days of features and benefits time is over. It is the business benefits. So the salesperson has to really move into a consultative role. That means that as a salesperson, I have to get more into customer's business domain, understand about that. So then only you are going to get time. Understand the buyer's journey and what part is there and what is that he is expecting, what business benefits you are going to give them. So this is the second piece of the realization which basically happened in the recent times. I think the third piece is basically that, you know, how do you nurture the relationship? See, today, customers are more looking for the outcomes, not just the purchases. Even in the, you know, public sector environment or anybody, everybody, even governments are looking at outcomes of the investment. That means the execution part is very important. The execution part starts with promising what can be delivered. So that means gone are the days that you as a salesman, you can do anything, promise anything and book the order. That is not there. So salesman has to be clearly aware of what goes into the execution and how it will be done, what will be the time frame, what are the milestones, everything should be there. Without that, the nurturing part doesn't happen. So you have to be fully aware of the executions and milestones and how the project will be delivered. I try to bring all these things together in this book. So that's how it has come to three chapters explaining these three concepts, you know, which I call it listen, help, and nurture.
Let us take a short break. When we come back, we learn how the purchasing process has undergone sea change and how to recalibrate your expectations.
You are listening to a Show How To audio original. Podcasting is one of the fastest growing content marketing avenues today. We can help you exploit this largely untapped marketing opportunity. We can craft your audio strategy and leverage the wide reach and easy streaming capability that smartphone penetration provides. It is powerful and personal. Talk to us to find out how podcasting can help you build your brand and reach out to target audiences.
Welcome back to this insightful discussion with Murugan Kathirvelu, author of the book, Don't Sell, Help Customers Buy, Practical Guide to Sales Transformation. How has the purchasing process changed in the past few years as against the practices we are all familiar with over the previous two decades? Let's find out.
Right. So one interesting point is that typically in the traditional sales, nurture would come before the sale happens. You know, you're using marketing automation or whatever to feed content, etc., etc. In your framework, nurture comes at the end. So what shift is that indicating?
See, here the nurture is point of your building long-term relationship with the customers. The lead development and lead nurturing is a different part. So here it is a customer relationship. What happens is that when you have business benefits as your motto, the opportunity for milking more from the existing customer is becoming higher because of number one, technology is changing fast. You have many more new things to offer to the same customers for a different problems. Okay, customers' business challenges are increasing day by day. So you have opportunity to develop more solutions. Okay, so here the nurture is from the how do you build a long-term, mutually profitable or beneficial relationship with the customer. It's from that perspective, especially in the B2B.
When you say that you first get to understand the customer's domain, how do you get access? I mean, suppose you've identified a particular prospect. How do you actually go about doing that according to you? Is there anything that you have detailed in the book?
Yeah, there are. See, the book is also in the all the three topics. I have built stories around the real case studies. So these are not, single actual case studies. These are stories based on different case studies from different observations, which can explain this concept, and the examples used and the stories are real, which I have faced myself or my team has faced. To know more about the customer, there is more of research required before even going to the customer. And you also during the part of the research, you may touch base different people in the customer's organization for a different purpose. You might want certain piece of information. So that is not a sales call. You are only going to collect that information. But it is part of your overall strategy for the customer to know, I need this piece of information. Okay, where is this project going? Okay, when will the project, supposing the project timeline or budget I want to know. So you might touch base with the, you know, project manager or head or something. And you may not even talk about any solution yet. So you might do multiple calls and multiple analysis before, you know, deciding that what should work for them. Then bounce the idea with them, you know, and validate yourself. The second thing is that it is not the individual now. It is going to be a team. So you need to be able to leverage your, you know, pre-sales team, tech team, even support team. So you must be able to pull this, draw these resources, take it to the customers to understand better. So the proposal comes lost. So this is something which I you know, during the transition, I learned it myself. So I use those case studies here and then help them to understand that. So each chapter has got multiple stories, practical stories there.
Bits About Books is brought to you by PitchLink, the buyer-seller engagement platform. PitchLink makes buying easy by enabling high-quality engagement between buyers and sellers through its presentation and discussion modules. Sellers create customized sales narratives using sales collaterals and personal videos, and reach out to prospects through a non-intrusive, buyer-qualified engagement. PitchLink requires no installation or download and holds the entire repository of sales collaterals and buyer-seller conversations. Talk to us to know more about how you can engage with customers without intrusion. Call us on 99021-631-32.
Wonderful, wonderful, Murugan. It was great talking to you, and I wish you all success with the book.
Thank you, Subhajan.
Okay, great, Murugan. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed speaking with you, and let's stay in touch.
Coming up next, another exciting episode of Bits About Books with Raul Sanchez Gillo.
Yeah, okay, there are many ways. I mean, first they must understand what is the meaning of value, and in that, for that part, I include in the book the formula of the perceived value and all the different parts of this formula. And in the book, you can find what are the different parts that you must work to increase this value. Besides that, of course, another way to not compete only on price is to try to differentiate from the competition. Okay, and there are many ways to be different, to positioning with new advantages and features, to change your type of service and level of service, which is very important. Or mainly, for example, offering complementary services and products, or specializing in special market needs. Or, for example, using the techniques like the storytelling, or improving the customer experience. I mean, there are many ways to differentiate. And of course, one of the ways is the salespeople itself.
Thank you for being with us today on Bits About Books, where we talk to authors about breakthrough books on sales, marketing, and business. We hope this conversation helped inform and motivate as we all navigate a rapidly changing business environment. For us, these are enlightening conversations enriched with knowledge and expertise. We encourage you to go out and buy the book to learn firsthand and implement some of the great ideas we discussed today. We hope to have you with us again in the next exciting episode of Bits About Books. If you liked what you heard, subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast platforms like iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcast from, and give us a rating while you are at it. This Show How To original podcast is produced for PitchLink, the next generation buyer-seller engagement platform, where the mission is to make buying easy by Show How To Audio. Hosted by Shubhanjan Sarkar and Rajiv Aditya, and produced by Rajiv Aditya. See you next time, and have a wonderful day.